And welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center. I'm Paul Dottino, along with Roman Oben. And let's take a 15-second news break. That's our GEICO 15-second recap. And it takes 15 seconds or more to save 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com. And you know, folks, Andre Brown, I'll tell you what, Roman, 30 carries the other day, coming fresh off the IR list, and he's going to practice today.
Yeah, and obviously, I mean, you look at what happened to Brandon Jacobs in that Chicago game. We all crossed our fingers and hoped he literally didn't leave it all on the field with those 30 carries. So it's good to see what Andre Brown did. But again, this injury list with, you know, Brandon Jacobs, you know, Bear Pasco, JPP, you know, there's some guys on there that obviously we have to discuss.
All right, well, let's take a look at that injury report as Tom Coughlin brings his team out onto the field today. And, you know, the JPP one, he got a stinger in the game the other day against Oakland, but was able to return.
Yeah, and Coach Coughlin said, you know, with JPP, Pasco, even Brandon Jacobs, a lot of those guys are expected to go tomorrow. And obviously with Charles Thomas, he's always like a Wednesday off guy because they've been trying to manage his injury. And obviously Corey Webster has been, you know, battling the same things for a while now.
Now, during this three-game winning streak, Roman, the Giants defense has been stellar. They have yet to give up more than 220 yards in any one of those three games, combined with 9 sacks during that time,
right.
8 forced fumbles, 4 fumble recoveries, 4 interceptions, and only 1 touchdown allowed. It's been stellar.
Well, there had to be an expectation that this defense was going to start to lead the charge when the offense was kind of limited to what they were doing. You're seeing solid line play. You're seeing guys get to the quarterback. You're seeing JPP and Tuck and, I mean, guys pursuing. I mean, look at big Colin Jenkins running after quarterbacks. I mean, that's why those guys were brought here. And guys like Antrell Roll has been playing pretty consistent all year. So you're seeing the turnovers. Terrell Thomas had the big interception. So those are the things that we're seeing, that this team needs to be led by this defense and give the offense enough time to start to catch up.
And, you know, one of the quiet members of this defense has been linebacker Keith Rivers, who, since he got here a year and a half ago, hasn't done very much. But, wow, did he come out against Oakland. 8 tackles, including a sack, and he was all over the field.
I think Keith Rivers had maybe 16 tackles the first 6-7 games of the year. But here's another guy. First-round pick, came here to turn his career around, and I saw him run sideline to sideline where I almost accidentally would say it was Beeson that made the tackle, but it was Rivers. So, you know, the effort that Keith Rivers had last week, the Giants fans, coaches especially, need to continue to see that because that's what it's going to take to turn this thing around.
All right, well, you need a lot of help from a lot of guys if you're really going to get things rolling. And John Beeson and Will Hill, we've been talking about them each week during the winning streak. But you know what, Roman? We have to keep doing it because these guys, between them, have almost 60 tackles.
Well, you know, with Beeson, obviously former Pro Bowler came here. But since that Bears game when he came back, I mean, there has been something that he brought to the table that was missing, and that's his instincts, his ability to fill those A-gaps, you know, running sideline to sideline. If he doesn't make a tackle, he's probably in on 90% of the tackles that are made between the hashes and on the sideline. So Beeson is an integral part of this turnaround. I said this a couple weeks ago. If he's 75% of who he was in Carolina, he's better than anything the Giants had at the linebacker level, and he surpassed that already.
And then simply from a physical perspective, the speed he brings, along with Will Hill, to the secondary and in that sub-package is something the Giants were really, really looking forward to having. All right, now, at the same time, on the other side of the ball, offensively, I want to give you a couple of numbers here. In terms of Eli Manning during this three-game winning streak has thrown a combined only 2 touchdowns, 1 interception, which was taken back for a score against the Raiders, and he's yet to throw for over 250 yards during this win streak. You know, Roman, to some people, that's not good, but he's managing the game now.
Well, you've seen around the league, you know, a lot of other quarterbacks, younger quarterbacks that are simplifying things, that are trying to, you know, focus on the run game, the dink and dunk, and building the confidence in the quarterbacks. And I think that's the same that's happened with Eli Manning. As long as this team is winning and they're going forward, all those things will start to happen. You had an unfortunate pick 6 last week. And again, this team was 0-6 to start for a reason. And those turnovers were a big reason for that. But I don't think Eli Manning's lost any confidence in his arm. I think he and the receivers have worked extremely hard. So you know that when they start clicking on all cylinders, which they will, it's going to be an added advantage given the way the defense is playing on the other side.
And you know, Roman, still I think the Giants would like to shore up the pass protection during the three-game winning streak. They've given up 6 sacks. That's 22 now on the season. And remember, Eli's career high for being sacked is 30.
Yeah, and any quarterback doesn't like to be uncomfortable in that pocket. So it's a big onus on the offensive line that's finally played together for about 2 games in a row to continue to keep Eli Manning up straight, That pocket's got to be really tight between the guards, and the tackle's going to have to widen those end rushers so Eli Manning can step up and look around the field and go through this progression. You don't want to see Eli Manning on the ground, getting hit, uncomfortable, landing on his knees. I mean, those are things you just don't want to see. Definitely not as a fan, but as an offensive coordinator, you want to be able to see him upright so he can have all the options that he has.
Now, you know, of course, every quarterback's best friend is a good running game. And we know Andre Brown had the 30 carries for the 115 yards last week against Oakland. Okay, that's great. But what I really thought was the key to his game and his production is how in the last 3.5 minutes of the game, the Giants were able to milk the clock. Andre Brown had 5 straight carries for 21 yards and a first down.
And that's something that was missing, frankly, the entire season. What Andre Brown brought to the table with that running game, it was tremendous. So more balance, more running by Andre Brown and crew.
All right, it's time for our Twitter question, and it comes from DSPiz10, who wants to know, are we going to see Michael Cox return kicks for the Giants this week? Jarrell Jernigan had a fumble against the Raiders. Cox averaged 30 yards per kickoff return during the preseason.
Well, I don't think Jernigan is out of it altogether. Turnovers are not something you want to see at the special teams, but I think Michael Cox does give an advantage. He's bigger, and he's able to return as well.
All right, when Roman and I come back, we will delve into what the Green Bay Packers have to offer. So stick around right here on MSG. Welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center. And, you know, when you talk about the Green Bay Packers, you're talking about a new quarterback in Scott Tolzien. Seneca Wallace got hurt with a groin last week. Aaron Rodgers hurt his collarbone the week before. And so this young guy is the guy the Giants have to play.
Yeah, and you look at reports. I mean, Scott Tolzien is a guy that's been able to really grasp the concepts of what they do defensively. He had practice squad time in San Diego, so that's North Turner, Phil Rivers, and San Francisco with Jim Harbaugh and Kaepernick. So he's been around some quality guys as far as quarterback developers, and he's got a good, firm understanding of the system. And you know what Green Bay does with McCarthy. They're a systems team offensively, so they've plug and played in a lot of guys that just smart and know how to get those angles well.
Now, of course, it helps when you've got experienced wide receivers who also know what they're doing. For example, a Jordy Nelson, who is a terrific player. Guy's got 7 touchdown catches on the season, albeit none in the last 2 weeks. And, of course, Boykin's really stepped up for him.
Yeah, Jordy Nelson, Boykin, even James Jones. I mean, all those guys are averaging over 15 yards a catch. You know, Jordy Nelson, obviously the big play guy, but, again, the Green Bay Packers, what they've done in the receivers core is almost the equivalent of the Steelers linebackers. I mean, they always find guys to plug in and do well at those positions for years. So those guys at the receiver position know what to do, and that's going to help Tolzien even better.
Now, you heard Tom Coughlin talk about Eddie Lacy, the rookie running back from Alabama, who dropped in the draft because of a toe problem. Well, guess what? He's healthy now and producing for this Packers team to the tune of almost 670 rushing yards.
Yeah, when you look at Lacy, I mean, he's a tough tackle runner. He's kind of like Andre Brown, probably a little more speed. You know, he's a young guy coming out of college, and he's averaging 4 yards a carry and 4 touchdowns. You talk about those receivers, I mean, that's the best friend of a quarterback, a running back who can go tackle to tackle and get good positive yards, creating those third and shorts.
He's got 2 100-yard games this season. Now, on the other side of the ball, Packers D, very big, banged up. They don't have a lot of big names over there anymore, and quite frankly, they're rather average.
Well, you know, you lose Charles Wilson, you lose some of that leadership, and then where they are defensively, you know, they're 17th in the league in points, 18th in yards. They haven't done anything stellar defensively, but again, they make adjustments, and they will be ready on Sunday. They know what to do. They have play good team defense, but they don't really have any stars, really specifically in that secondary.
Well, you know, people do like to talk about Clay Matthews, their linebacker of the past, who's not the same player this year. He's got himself a broken thumb playing with a club hand. Said last week he played the worst game of his pro career.
Well, when you're a linebacker, you've got to shed blocks. You've got to be able to absorb blocks, and you've got to be able to tackle. So you cannot do that when you're basically playing with one arm. And Clay Matthews, obviously, he's one of the better linebackers in the league, but nobody's good playing with one arm. So that would be an advantage to the Giants when you can probably run right at him on that side of the ball.
Now, A.J. Hawk, one of their other linebackers, very active. He's lost 10 pounds this year, so he's very quick and fast. Team's running at 6 yards a pop when around the edge, but not having as much success in the middle of that 3-4, and the Packers also have 27 sacks to boot with a pass rush.
Yeah, you look at A.J. Hawk, I mean, because of what happened to Clay Matthews, he's really been the guy. He's really the stud on that team. So, like you said, he lost 10 pounds, he's got lighter. He's increased his speed. He's almost like a John Beason, so to speak, with his sideline-to-sideline speed. And you know, he's a guy that his instincts, I think, have gotten better this week from some of the film that I've seen.
And then finally, you saw the stat, only 3 picks by the Packers this year. And their secondary's been rather inconsistent.
Yeah, again, and I think you're not talking about the top 5 defense, but they do get sacks. They get after the quarterback. They run that 3-4 defense. So they find a lot of creative ways to get pressure on the quarterback.
All right, Roman, good to be with you once again. We'll be here every single Wednesday for Giants Press Conference Live. So don't forget us. We'll be back here on MSG right then. Bye-bye, everybody.